Okay, we're holding a Reish Mem Gimel, and we did the Hakdama, and we read the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph. So let us go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph. So the Mechaber had said, a person should not rent, lease his merchatz shaloi, his merchatz to a guy, because since it's referred to as the Jew's merchatz, it's Nikra al Shemai, so. And the guy is going to do malach on Shabbos. Everyone's going to say that he's a shliach of the Jew. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Aleph, which is the fourth line down in the wide lines at the end. Merchatz shaloi. What does it mean? His merchatz. Bein shabanu v'atzmai. Whether he built it himself. Ayafilu kana v'yashava. Or he bought it. And he sat there, meaning to say it became his. V'nikra shemai alav. That's the aside. It's known as his name. This is the Jew's merchatz. So he should not be masquerade sivkatan beis le'eni Yehudi, v'kol shekein liYisrael mumer. So a guy is one thing, but a yid who doesn't keep Shabbos, that's a, for sure you can't lease it to him. Da'iver nami mishum lifneiver leitzitei michshal. Because there's another problem. The guy, he has no iser of doing malacha on Shabbos. He has the iser of doing malacha for you on Shabbos. But a yid, no matter what he is, has the iser of malacha on Shabbos. So if you're going to release it to him, you're going to be over on lifnei iver lesite mikshal. B'taim zeh shayach hafisadu b'chol davar. And this reason applies to anything, because this has nothing to do with you being over on the iser of your property or you making money on Shabbos. There's another problem of by you enabling another yid to do malach on Shabbos, that's lifnei iver leisitei michshal. Okay, so you should not lease it to him, neshen nikra al shemai, sivkatan gimel pirish. Dimidina shari laskira liyein yehudi lishana lechaydash. This is what we said last time. Min adin, it's mutter to lease it to the guy for a year or even for a month. Sheiten leikach v'kach. And the guy leasing means he pays you a set amount, and no matter what he does there, bein yasik b'yayin Yehudi, bein la yasikanu, whether he lights the fire there in the merchatz and has it running or not. V'chol harevach yiyalein Yehudi. And leasing by definition means the guy pays you a set amount, he works, he makes the profit. If he works, he doesn't work, it doesn't make a difference to you. The iser shchar Shabbos leka. So says the Mishnah Berurah, min hadin, this is mutter, because you're not making money on Shabbos. The Jew is not making schar Shabbos. Da muskeres hi l'shana, lai l'shana. Because since it's leased to him for the year, so as we said the last time, there's something called havlah, that even though Shabbos is in the big lump of money that you're being paid, but you're not being paid specifically for Shabbos. It's all part of the year's leasing, the month's leasing. So there's no problem of the Jew getting money by leasing out his merchatz and it's leased out on Shabbos. The iser damir elein Yehudi bevade leshayich b'schiras. By leasing, there's no iser of telling a guy to do a malacha because you're not telling him to do anything. The lenafshe hu aisa. The whole merchatz is nothing to do with you. When the guy leases it, it's not your, you're not making profit, you're not making money, you don't care who comes, doesn't come, has nothing to do with you. So when the guy's working there, he's doing it for himself because he's the one who makes or doesn't make money. So that's why I mean hadin, this is mutter. V'afilu im yesh leilein Yehudi rak chelek berevach ha-merchatz. Now even in a case where he only has a percentage or a portion of the profits, gam kein amrina nadaite dinafshe avid, we still say the guy is working for himself, kimay shakasa b'saif ha-sif. Like we're going to say at the end of the sif, that even in cases like sharecropping type of things, where the guy makes a chelek of the profit, and therefore he's also working for himself, not only in a case where he leases it from you, where he's for sure working for himself, even in a case where he's not, but if he gets a chelek of the profits, we say he's doing it so he should make his portion.
Elisha Osir Bechalzeh Mipnei Maris Ayin. So, like, the Mishnah Berurah, like, sort of jumped ahead. Like, he already gave us the Akdama, and he jumped ahead of another case. But these cases that are Mutter Medina, just they're Osir because of Maris Ayin. She Nikras Al Shmoy Shal Yisrael. Since the Merchatz is referred to as the Jews' Merchatz, because he's the owner, the Yaimru Habriya is the Schir Yaimru. So there's no real problem that the Jew's the owner. If everybody's initial reaction would be that the guy leased it, again, no one would be chayshish, the Jew, of doing any Yisurim. But that's not what people are going to assume. People are going to say, the Schir Yaimu, it's the Jews, he's the one who's making all the money, his merchatz is open on Shabbos. Aye, there's a guy working there, the Jew sitting at home singing Zmiris, but the guy was hired by him. He's a daily worker. He pays him by the day, pays him by the hour. He's a Schir Yaimu, Vishluchayhu, and Mimela, he is his Shliach. So therefore, that's what people are going to say. So since it's Medina Mutter, however, since it's Nikra Al Shemai, and that was the Dibra HaMaskalir of Sivkat and Gimel, B'nei She Nikra, so that's what causes the problem of Marisayim. V'davka k'shem askiroi l'shana al-chaydesh. Now, this halacha of leasing is only when, like we spoke it out before, is only when he leases it for a chunk of time, a month or a year. Aval askir alein hudu liyamim. But if he leases it by the day to the guy, sheyitin lo yein yehudi kol yoyim v'yoyim shesikenu kach v'kach, every day that the guy goes in there to use the merchatz, he will pay a fee, the leasing fee, to lease it for that day. After Gamza died to the nafsha of it, again, it's leasing. So when he's working there, it's for himself. Mikomoka Medina Asr. But that would be a problem. Why? Davi Kischar Shabbos. Because since he's paying him every single day, it's not lumped into a month or to a week or to a year. It's every day. So that's a different problem called Schar Shabbos, like we're going to see. Vayin Lekamam Simin Reish Mem Dalid. Okay, finish. Period. I'm sorry. So that's that. Now, v'ayin l'kamam b'sim reish v'mdalad, we'll see in reish v'mdalad, the dover asr m'nei maris ha'ayin, things that are asr only because of maris ha'ayin, einoi asr ela b'chutz ha'tchum shal yishav Yisrael. Maris ha'ayin is in a place where Jews are going to see it and they're going to think you're doing an isr. But if you're outside the tchum of any yishav Yisrael, not dafka your city, any yishav Yisrael, so that means to say Jews will not be there on Shabbos, even if they shpatzir, they take a walk outside their city, they can't make it to your merchatz, which is outside the tchum, so no Jews are ever going to go there. So since Medina, there's no problem, the only problem was the Jews are going to see it, and they're going to think you're Ayrana Isser. If they're never going to get there, they're never going to see it, there's no Marisayin.
Don't we say Marisayin even
So it depends what the Marisayin is. It depends what it is. You're right. There's certain Gzeres Chazal that Afilu Bechadji Chadarm is Aser. There's a big machlek, is do we paskin like that, first of all, or not? And the question is, and not every situation is like that. Okay. Fine. So that is that. Now, continues the Shulchan Aruch said that the Stam Merchatz, he said, Lav Lari Susa. Since a merchatz is not usually done in an oris type of way, a share profiting type of way, pirish. Well, what does this mean? Because of lahalon, because the Shulchan Aruch is going to say in a few lines, disadem mutter lahaskiroi, that when it comes to a field, you could lease it to the guy. Mitamze sheyitlu barisos. Why? Because people, again, they might not say, oh, he's leasing it, because that they don't realize. But the worst they'll say is that the Jew owns it and the guy's working there. But since most, or the stam of a soda, is for an arisos, is for share profiting, so what people are going to assume, it's for an aris type of arrangement. And an aris type of arrangement we know is okay, because since he's getting a share in the profits, he's working for himself. So that's by a soda. Valze kamar, that's why the mechaber is saying the v'merchatz leka itama lehater. By a merchatz, you don't say that reason. Dein derech litnoi barisos, because that's not the derech. And since it's not the derech, people aren't going to assume that. And they won't assume either that you leased it to him, which is what actually happened, because that's not so common either. So mimela, that's why by a merchatz, their assumption is going to be you hired him for the day, which is us. Now, so what did he say? The mechaber said, and the people are going to say that it's the Jews, and he hired the guy by the day, and therefore the guy is doing malacha b'shlichusai shal Yisrael. That's what people are going to say. That's why it's a marasayim. Now, actually having a guy do malacha for you, says the Mishnah Berurah, b'zeu iser gamer. In other words, they're assuming that you're doing an iser gamer of having a guy do malacha for you. So what's the iser? A guy is Michal Shabbos, what's the problem? So midrabanan, they assert telling a guy to do a malacha for you. Vasmechu akra, and the Mishnah Berurah says they made it. That's a smachta. They leaned it on a pasuk. The chal malacha lo ye aser bohem. The pasuk says no malacha should be done on Shabbos. But like siv loy sase, it doesn't say you shouldn't do malacha. It says malacha shouldn't be done. Lirame is dafila yedei acherim lo yase. So it's coming to Remez that even through others now, another Jew can't do it anyway. It's not for him or for you, it doesn't make a difference. So it must be, it's a Remez to Amira Le'akum. So the Pashtus is that Amir Le'akum is a Durabonon. The Shartzian here in Zion says that the Beis Yosef and Reish Mem Dalid brings a Mechilta, that maybe it's a Drosha Gemura. But all the Paiskim say it's not true, and there's a shail in the gears over there in the Mechilta. So it's mefurish that it's a derabbanan. Okay. Now, this is a big chiddush here in the Mishnah Berurah, or a very important chiddush. Va'afilu kisha oise be'atzmai belocha b'shal Yisrael b'shvilai. So you'll say, okay, amira la'akum is a shvus. What if the guy just decides to do a malacha for me? I never asked him to do it. He wants to do a malacha for me. Do I have to stop him? Even when he does ba'atzma, you didn't ask him to do it. Melacha shal Yisrael bishvilai, he's doing it for the Yid. Gam kein tzorich limcha is biyadai. It's not the pshat. You have to be meicha. If you see him doing it, you have to stop him from doing it if he's doing a malacha for the Yid. So that's nagel later more in Amir Lakum, but this is the first place or one of the places where the Mishnah Berurah says that if you see a guy doing, or you know a guy doing malacha for you, so even if you didn't tell him to do it, so, or even you weren't meramis for him to do it, nothing, on his own, he decided to do you a favor, tzorach limcha is biyad, you have to be meicha. Okay. Now, the Shulchan Aruch said, that was a merchatz. Aval sadeh is mutter, sivkat and vav, sadeh mutter, what's mutter to do? Laskira lein Yehudi bedavar katzuv, to lease it to him for a set amount. The after nikras nami al shemay kemay merchatz, and even though everyone knows it's the Jews' field, just like the merchatz, the chol mechuber stama shem bailav alav, because anything that is mechuber lekarka, we say spistam that whoever the owner is, everybody knows that's the owner. Ula haskir nami loishchiach. Now, even though kol kach. And even though leasing is not so common, just like by the merchatz is not so common, mikol makom, still it's mutter. So Mishnah Berurah is saying, we have all the same components that made it a problem by merchatz, up till here, meaning it's the Jew's name is on it, and leasing is not so shchiach, still it's mutter. Because what's going to happen? De lo yachshedu b'shchir yoyim. If they're going to say, they know they don't think you leased it, but what are they going to say happened? They're not going to say you hired someone to work on your field like you did in the merchatz. Kidim mefarish, shekein derech, because the derech of a sadeh, the normal way, is arisus. Ulefichach yitlu barisus. So therefore, what people are going to incorrectly assume is that you gave it to him as a share profiter. Barisus shari. So in that incorrect assumption, that's also mutter. So it's not a problem. What you're doing is mutter, and what they're going to be chayshid you of doing is also mutter. Da'ayte d'nafshi of it, because he works for himself. K'dilek hamei ba'agol, like the Ramah is going to speak out explicitly in a moment.
Mar's ayin is about chashad. So what's the difference one kind of chashad or another?
No, but the chashad of an iser. In other words, the chashad is that they're going to suspect that you did something that's aser. But if they suspect you did something, an incorrect suspicion, but that suspicion is also mutter, so we don't care, right? Because there's no problem. They're not going to be chashad is that you're doing something wrong, right? But if their chashad is incorrectly saying, but you're doing something that's not wrong, so we don't care about that. Okay, so then the
We're afraid they'll do it, or because they're not nice people?
So I forgot to look it up last time. Mr. Greenfield asked what happened to be melamed, you know, don's chaver l'cham kapskos. Like, what's all these chashads were there? So there's a concept of v'isim nikiyim as well. But the shaila is, you're not doing anything wrong. You're not doing anything wrong. So the fact that Chazal are nervous that people are going to see. So there is, I have to look it up again, there is a Teferis Yisrael in Avodah Zarah by all those cases of Maris Ayins over there where he mamish asked this question. What happened to Avodah Chaveris Chavzchus? And I have to look up again. Well, I should have looked up. I meant to look it up, but then I can't get to the Mishnayos. That was a problem now. So I thought about it already earlier tonight, but not when I was home, when over here. So, Babez Hashem. But you see, Chazal, Avisim Nikim Hashem Yisrael, Benim Sechem Yisechot Hei Ben Adam, there's Yishami, it says three places that we find in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, that a person is Mechuyiv to make sure he doesn't do anything, people are Chayshed him. But here, in certain cases, Chazal came along and made Yisurim because of that. Like, that's what's happening here. It's not just a personal thing, keep myself away from Chashad. In certain times, Chazal came along and said, we're nervous about the Maris Ayin. Okay. Okay, all right. So now the Mechaber said, V'tanur dinu kemerchot, Sivkot and Zayin. V'tanur lehaskir tanur lefais boy, to lease out your oven for someone to bake, dinu kemerchot. So that is like a merchot. The tanur nami ein derech laskiroi. Tanur is not normal to lease, so people aren't going to assume that. V'litnei barisas, and it's also not normal to do a share profiting type of thing. So kemay merchot. It's like a merchot. And therefore, what's left? Just like by the Merchatz, they're going to assume you hired him by the day. It's the same problem. But v'rechayim, a mill, because a mill, mishum didarka litnoi barisas k'may sada. A mill, the darach is to do like an aris, share profiting like a sada. Ulefichach laskirei nami mutter. So you can lease it to him, because the most they'll be chayshish is you did arisas uchadilel. V'ayin biran. Now the Ran says, the mashma, he main derech anshi oisei amokin litein rechayim ba'arisois, dinoi kemoi merchatz. So, the Ran says that it's mashma that if the derech of the people in that place is not to use a mill in an aristic way, meaning they don't do any share profiting, it's just like the oven, so dinoi kemoi merchatz liser. And this is the klal. The klal is that whether it's the merchatz, whether it's the field, whether it's the tanner, it's the rechayim, everything has to do with what's the minig of that place, because people are going to assume based on the minig. Now you would have said, no, maybe Chazal said, this is the derech, and that's it. And if you don't do the derech, it doesn't make a difference. No, these things are totally in the place, as we'll see in Tif Beis. Okay, now the Ramah said, the top of the page, the Ramah said, even though the guy only took it for a third or a quarter of the profit, and the Yid is really in the shareholding type of way, in the Aris, and the Jew is getting 75% of the profit, so he's making money on Shabbos, but the fact of the matter is, because the guy has a vested interest to make what he produces, he'll make money, could feed the production, so then it's called Adayta D'Nafshei. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Tes, V'afal pi, asodah v'rechaim koi, tamechaber marbis schiris, he's going back, the afal pi is,
that the Sadan, the Rechayim, that the Mechaber said, Mechaber was dealing with leasing. The Mechaber didn't, he just said what the Derech is to do by these things. But who Maisif in the Ramah is being Maisif, the Afarisus Mutter. He's just speaking out Beferish that Arisus Mutter. But Mechaber Gamkin Svile, it's not that he's arguing, the Mechaber has to hold Arisus is Mutter to be Tamza Hitter Beschirus, because leasing was only mutter because Aris is mutter, so he agrees to it. Elishuhu beer behedja, but the Mechaber didn't speak out specifically the words Aris is mutter, so therefore the Ramah spoke it out. Now, so he says you get a quarter of a third. Rak lishlish v'chul tivkatinya. Now, v'dafka bazeh shenoysen leini hudi chelik bitvu. It has to be at least in these cases. We're talking about a field, so in a field, you produce fruits, vegetables, whatever it is, wheat, grain. So when he gets a percentage, he has to get a percentage of the product, of the tvua. Avalim sochar in Yehudi lavid by kalashana. But let's say he hired him to work a whole year. V'sheyitol ayudi kol ha-tvua mi'asada. And the Jew is going to get all of the tvua from the field. After Medina Baze Gamkin Shari, Do'aini Yehudi Adaite Dinafshe Ovid. Now, even though it's really mutter for that to happen, why? Why is it mutter? If I hire the guy for the year and I say, listen, your job is work the field and produce wheat. Now, really, if the guy works on Shabbos, there's no problem. Why? The Afim Lo Yizabel V'yachresh V'yikser Asada B'Shabbos. We spoke this out last time. Because really, he doesn't have to go and fertilize, plow, harvest on Shabbos. Yochalas is b'chol. He can really do it on Sunday. By a merchatz, as we said last time, a merchatz, you can't say, okay, well, there's no baths on Shabbos, we'll do the baths on Sunday. Sunday's its own day. You lost out Shabbos. So therefore, if you're doing it on Shabbos, you're doing it because it has to be done dafka on Shabbos. So you can't say the guy is doing it adaita denafshe for himself. He's doing it because this is what he's hired to do. Masha'en kain, if it's a field, if it's not done on Shabbos, it could be done on Sunday or it could be done on Friday. Be done a different day, the melacha. So why does he go and do it on Shabbos, the guy? It's more convenient for him to do it on Shabbos. So really, there's no problem of him going and working there on Shabbos, even if he's a hired person. And this is called, you hire someone to do a job. When you hire someone to do a job, and the job does not have to be done specifically on Shabbos, he, for his own convenience, does it on Shabbos, you're okay. Mikol makim aser. So says Mishabura, it's really Medina Mutter. But why is it Aser? Because people are going to see the guy working on Shabbos, and they're going to say, they're not going to know he was hired by the year to do the job. They're going to say he's a day worker. So there's a problem. Now, you'll say, 1 second. What do you mean? Everyone knows that people who work on the fields, they work as sharecroppers, right? So why aren't people going to be chayshid, he's a sharecropper? When are they not going to say he's a sharecropper? It's possible that when they see him working on Shabbos, they say, oh yeah, he's probably an aris. But then at the end of the season, they're going to see that all the produce goes to the owner, the guy gets nothing. He doesn't get chaylik in the peris at all. So therefore, it's almost like a retroactive marisayin, right? Because yes, they might say to themselves, oh, Mastami, he's an aris. But then all of a sudden, at the end of the season, they're going to see he's not an aris. They're going to say, oh, he's not an aris, so what was he? Again, they're not going to say he was hired by the job. They'll say, must be, he was a schir yayin. It's an interesting type of marisayin.
Uninvolved people are involved in the business, dividing like that?
I guess, I mean, it was done on such, it must have been done on such a mass level that, people understand, that's what it is. Even before, social media, that's it, the raid was. All of a sudden the raid was, the guy didn't come home with anything. You know what I mean? What happened? Okay, vida. The merchatz ki ay gavna, in a merchatz in this case, what's the case of the merchatz? The hainu shesoicher ein Yehudi labid by kol hashana. You hire him to work the whole year. V'shiyitol ha-Yehudi kol revach shel ha-Shabbosis. midina aser. And this is what I explained before, the difference between the sada and the merchatz in this case. Why? The hadish arina mitchila midina, this that we said before, hire the guy by the job for the year, it's okay, midina. Hainu dafku b'sadu chedayma, the hamalacha ktsuva, it's a set job. The efshir lashlima b'chaleis. And you can do it at any time. The Jew doesn't get any more profit if the guy waters it on Shabbos, he waters it on Sunday. It's going to work. So that's why you say, if you hired him by the job, and it really doesn't make a difference which day he does it, if he decides to do it on Shabbos, it's not a problem, even though you benefit from it. It's not a set job. Every day in the merchatz is making money if people come and take a bath. If he doesn't work on Shabbos, so in that case, he's doing it for the Jew, umidina aser, and it's aser min adin, just like if you hired him by the day, if you hired him by the year, but the job is a daily job that he needs to do, that's aser. The after the mekabel schar, now you say 1 second, but he's getting paid to do it. Lo yamrina nadaite denafsha ovid, hayol v'nena hayisrael mimelecha Shabbos. Since the yid is being nena from this melacha that is being done on Shabbos, that cannot be done on Sunday or Friday, so it's aser. Vafilu, we'll read the parentheses. Vafilu ataz l'kamon b'sim reish v'mdalit sivkanhei demata l'rambam. Even later on, we'll see in reish v'mdalit, nir adasar gamkein b'zeh midina, d'regilus l'hakvina yehudi v'shabat e'ezo yoyim. There's a taz over there, we'll see it, or we won't see it, but over there in reish v'mdalit. But the chilik is that over here, the Jew's makpid. If the guy doesn't show up for work one day, the Jew loses money. He loses. So therefore, Shabbos is a day of money, so therefore it's us. Bechaven de midina aser. So now, since this is min hadin aser, afilu nisparsim shischar lishana. Here it doesn't make a difference what people know. Even if everybody knows, you put up mamish billboards, this guy was hired for a year to do the job. V'gam hu chutz l'tchum, let's say it's outside the tchum, de'en by mishum maris ayin. It's not a maris ayin issue. Gam kein aser. Again, this is a din, midina it's aser. Even if there's no issue, it's not a maris ayin thing. So it's not about getting out of the maris ayin. The ain heter. So what is there any heter to do this? The heter is as follows. Kim hecha di'esh l'ein yehudi ksas chelek berevach ha-shabosas. If you turn him into an aris, so therefore, he might be hired to do the job all year. But on Shabbos, he gets a chelik of the profit. So the reason he's coming in Shabbos to work is adaita denafsha of it. You can have this example. I'm all they have in like supermarkets. There's all different deals. But let's say you have like the Reisman's cookies and stuff, right? So someone puts them in there to be sold. So you have to know exactly what the abmach is. But sometimes it's the bakery, PKC, or the bakery. They put things in to be sold in Heinitz, right? And the mamash sold on Shabbos. They could be sold on Shabbos, right? So why is that allowed to be done, right? There's a lot of technical issues to it. But that idea. But if the pshat is that if the Jew is getting all the profit, right? So that would be a problem, taka, right? But if it's the guy is going to get a chelik in the revach, so which is usually the case, right? There's a percentage, usually the other way around, or whatever. Usually the Jew gets a little percentage. I don't know who gets the more percentage, whatever it is. So, but in these type of cases, the way you would make it okay to do is you're taking something that medina is aser, because it needs to be done today, right? So if the Jew gets a chelik, I mean, see, the guy gets a chelik in the revach, azamrina daita dinafsha ovid, now, 1 second. You still have a Maris Ayin problem. So you got to get out of the Maris Ayin problem, right? The Mefarsim, it's somehow, you got to get a Maris Ayin problem. But the first thing is, you got to get out of the Isser problem. To get out of the Isser problem is if you give him an incentive that he makes. Now, this is also in a gap. People have,
have businesses also that need things, calls need to be made on Shabbos and things like that. So a lot of times they don't have to do it on Shabbos, the guy. They could do it any day. They decide to do it Shabbos on their own. But sometimes like a call center or something, the guy has to be on call to pick up, his job is to answer the phone on Shabbos. So a lot of times what they'll do is that any call that he answers and he helps, he'll make a percentage of whatever the upmach is. So these are ways to what's it called? Like it's more complicated than I'm saying, but that's the idea. Another thing is you could sell it to him for Shabbos. You mamash sell it to him. If you sell it to him every Erev Shabbos, you sell him for Shabbos, and that belongs to him. It's nothing to do with you anymore, so you sell it to him. So that is, those are the two etzas of getting a revach, a chelik in the revach, or a mechira. Mechira is a whole different story. Okay, we'll stop over here. As Hashem will continue Sif Beis on Wednesday.